Several thousand Russians will also cast ballots here in the United States. Diplomats, business people, students, even those who left Russia on guest visas with no intention of returning will have the opportunity to vote. From New York, John Bonet reports.
The subway, elevated above the street, stops down the block from a Jewish community center in Brighton Beach, a small Brooklyn neighborhood with a concentration of 30,000 Russian emigres. In fact, there are as many signs here in Russian as in English. The center is a small, tan building covered with graffiti. Inside, several elderly Russian Jews, all recent arrivals, are eating the second of three free meals they're given each day by the center. They're discussing the upcoming elections in Russia. Nadya Yablochnik apologizes for her broken English. She arrived from Moscow earlier this year. Like almost all of the Russians here, she says she plans to support the constitution proposed by Boris Yeltsin in the elections today.
I believe Yeltsin and his friends, and I wish Yeltsin and his friend a victory.
She and other Russian citizens in the U.S. will be able to vote today because the Russian government has set up polling places across the country. There will be two in New York, one at the Russian consulate in Manhattan, and the other at the community center in Brighton Beach, where Nadya and the others get their meals. Vladimir Dervinev, spokesman for the Russian embassy in Washington, says that anyone with a valid Russian passport can participate in these elections.
Once a person comes to the embassy, to a polling station, and presents his valid Russian passports, we are obliged to see him as a Russian citizen. And on this ground, he's going to be given the ballots and the chance to cast his vote.
Dermanov says the embassy expects about 6,000 Russians in America to vote based on the turnout from similar balloting in elections last April. In a pizza shop on Brighton Beach Avenue, a few blocks from the community center, Boris Kurgan sips a cup of coffee. Kurgan is a freelance Russian journalist who emigrated to the U.S. 10 years ago. He's helping cover the elections for Novoye Russkoye Slovo, a New York-based Russian-language daily newspaper. He expects a low voter turnout.
There is a traditional indifference in them. They voted in Russia and in the former Soviet Union only because they were obliged to.
But Kurgan's editor disagrees. Alexander Grant, news editor at Novoye Russkoye, says he expects Russians here will come out and vote because they want to have their voices heard and because sources of news like his paper keep them well informed of events in Russia.
We are going to give our readers as many information about what is going there as it is possible from the point of view of independent American newspaper in Russian language.
Beyond simply informing the voters of their choices, his paper is also helping to get the vote out. He says the Russian embassy asked the paper to publish an appeal to vote in Friday's edition.
We suppose that all the reforms which are taking place in Russia are positive, and our paper as the only mouthpiece of emigration to support them.
At the community center in Brighton Beach, about 2,000 people are expected to cast ballots today. Polling places are also scattered around the country in such cities as Denver, Seattle, Houston, and Washington. For National Public Radio, this is John Bonet in New York.